Good morning, and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. This is day 160, and we are in Leviticus chapter 13 as we continue our three-year journey through the Bible, one chapter at a time. Let's ask the Lord to bless our time together in His Word this morning. Father, we thank You for Your love for us. We thank You for Your patience with us. We thank You for Your kindness toward us. We thank You for Your grace which overflows through Christ to cleanse us and renew us and teach us and lead us. Father, teach us this morning through Leviticus 13, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Leviticus 13 is a chapter that deals with skin diseases and leprous diseases that might cause a person to become unclean and need inspection by the priest. So let's read this together. Leviticus 13. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "When a person has on the skin of his body a swelling or an eruption or a spot, and it turns into a case of leprous disease in the skin of his body, he shall be brought to Aaron the priest or to one of his sons the priests, and the priest shall examine the diseased area on the skin of his body. And if the hair in the diseased area has turned white, and the disease appears to be deeper than the skin of his body, it is a case of leprous disease. When the priest has examined him, he shall pronounce him unclean. But if the spot is white in the skin of his body, and appears no deeper than the skin, and the hair in it has not turned white, the priest shall shut up the diseased person for 7 days, and the priest shall examine him on the seventh day, and if in his eyes the disease is checked, and the disease has not spread in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up for another 7 days, and the priest shall examine him again on the seventh day, and if the diseased area has faded, and the disease has not spread in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is only an eruption. And he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the eruption spreads in the skin, after he has shown himself to the priest for his cleansing, he shall appear again before the priest. And the priest shall look, and if the eruption has spread in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprous disease. When a man is afflicted with a leprous disease, he shall be brought to the priest, and the priest shall look, and if there is a white swelling in the skin that has turned the hair white, and there is raw flesh in the swelling, it is a chronic leprous disease in the skin of his body, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean. He shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if the leprous disease breaks out on the skin, so that the leprous disease covers all the skin of the diseased person from head to foot, so far as the priest can see, then the priest shall look, and if the leprous disease has covered all his body, he shall pronounce him clean of the disease. It is all turned white, and he is clean. But when raw flesh appears on him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall examine the raw flesh and pronounce him unclean. Raw flesh is unclean, for it is a leprous disease. But if the raw flesh recovers and turns white again, then he shall come to the priest, and the priest shall examine him. And if the disease has turned white, then the priest shall declare the diseased person clean. He is clean. If there is in the skin of one's body a boil and it heals, and in the place of the boil there comes a white swelling or a reddish-white spot, then it shall be shown to the priest, and the priest shall look, and if it appears deeper than the skin, and its hair has turned white, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a case of leprous disease that has broken out in the boil. But if the priest examines it, and there is no white hair in it, and it is no deeper than the skin, but has faded, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spreads in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a disease. But if the spot remains in one place and does not spread, it is the scar of the boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Or when the body has a burn on its skin, and the raw flesh of the burn becomes a spot, reddish-white or white, the priest shall examine it, and if the hair in the spot has turned white, and it appears deeper than the skin, then it is a leprous disease. It has broken out in the burn, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a case of leprous disease. But if the priest examines it, and there is no white hair in the spot, and it is deeper than the skin, but has faded, the priest shall shut him up 7 days, and the priest shall examine him the 7th day. If it is spreading in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a case of leprous disease. But if the spot remains in one place and does not spread in the skin, but has faded, it is a swelling from the burn, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is the scar of the burn. When a man or woman has a disease on the head or the beard, the priest shall examine the disease, and if it appears deeper than the skin, and the hair in it is yellow and thin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is an itch, a leprous disease of the head or the beard. And if the priest examines the itching disease, and it appears no deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut up the person with the itching disease for 7 days, and on the 7th day the priest shall examine the disease. If the itch has not spread, and there is no yellow hair, and the itch appears no deeper than the skin, then he shall shave himself. But the itch he shall not shave, and the priest shall shut up the person with the itching disease for another 7 days. And on the 7th day the priest shall examine the itch, and if the itch has not spread in the skin, and if it appears to be no deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the itch spreads in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall examine him, and if the itch has spread in his skin, the priest need not seek for the yellow hair, he is unclean. But if, in his eyes, the itch is unchanged and black hair has grown in it, the itch is healed, and he is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. When a man or a woman has spots on the skins of his body, white spots, the priest shall look, and if the spots on the skin of his body are of a dull white, it is a leucoderma that has broken out in the skin, he is clean. If a man's hair falls out from his head, he is bald, he is clean. And if a man's hair falls out from his forehead, he has a baldness on his forehead, he is clean. But if there is on the bald head or on the bald forehead a reddish-white diseased area, it is a leprous disease breaking out on his bald head or his bald forehead. Then the priest shall examine him, and if the diseased swelling is reddish-white on his bald head or on his bald forehead, like the appearance of leprous disease in the skin of the body, he is a leprous man, he is unclean. The priest must pronounce him unclean. His disease is on his head. The leprous person who has the disease shall wear torn clothes, and let the hair of his head hang loose. He shall cover his upper lip, and cry out, "Unclean! Unclean!" He shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease. He is unclean. He shall live alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. When there is a case of leprous disease in a garment, whether a woolen or a linen garment, in warp or woof of linen or wool, or in a skin or in anything made of skin, if the disease is greenish or reddish in the garment, or in the skin or in the warp and woof, or in any article made of skin, it is a case of leprous disease, and it shall be shown to the priest. And the priest shall examine the disease and shut up that which has the disease for 7 days. Then he shall examine the disease on the 7th day. If the disease has spread in the garment, in the warp or the woof, or in the skin, whatever be the use of the garment, or the warp or the woof, the wool or the linen, or any article made of that skin that is diseased, for it is a And he shall burn the garment, or the warp, or the woof, the wool, or the linen, or any article made of skin that is diseased, for it is a persistent leprous disease. It shall be burned in the fire. All right, verse 53. And if the priest examines, and if the disease has not spread in the garment, in the warp or the woof, or in any article made of skin, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing in which is the disease, and he shall shut it up another 7 days. And the priest shall examine the diseased thing after it has been washed. And if the appearance of the diseased area has not changed, though the disease has not spread, it is unclean. You shall burn it in the fire, whether the rot is on the back or on the front. But if the priest examines, and if the diseased area has faded after it has been washed, he shall tear it out of the garment, or the skin, or the warp, or the woof. Then, if it appears again in the garment, in the warp, or the woof, or in any article made of skin, it is spreading. You shall burn with fire whatever has the disease. But the garment, or the warp, or the woof, or any article made of skin from which the disease departs, when you have washed it, shall then be washed a second time and be clean. This is the law for a case of leprous disease in a garment of wool or linen, either in the warp or the woof, or in any article made of skin to determine whether it is clean or unclean. That's Leviticus chapter 13 in the ESV. Can I just be honest and say that's not my favorite chapter of the Bible? If you know me, you know Romans 8 is my favorite chapter of the Bible. And of course, all of the Bible is God's word, and all of it has very valuable things to teach us, and all of it can show us Christ, sometimes in very surprising ways. But there are chapters like Leviticus 13 where you just think, what in the world? All this itching and diseasing and boils and hair in the boils turning white and then black, and then it just kind of makes you itch all over just even reading it. Well, the practical reality is that the priests served an important function in ancient Israel. Part of keeping the community holy and keeping the community clean was to try to take measures to prevent the spread of infectious diseases. And of course, they didn't have modern medicine and modern antibiotics and, you know, antifungal creams and, you know, even nutritional understandings and germ theory and all that kind of stuff wasn't around. And so God provided a way for the priests to be able to examine the people if they had something going on in their body that was unusual, and to try to make a discernment between, is this just a person going bald? Is this just a person who's burned themselves and they have a burn or like an ingrown hair or something that's just not an infectious disease? Or is this something that could spread throughout the whole camp and could become a real problem for the whole nation? Because infectious diseases, when they spread, they can be devastating, especially to a pre-modern society like nomadic Israel and ancient Israel. To me, the centerpiece of this, and really the saddest part of it, is the reality of what it would be to live as a leper. And that is highlighted for us in this middle part of the chapter, verses 45 to 46. The leprous person who has the disease shall wear torn clothes and let the hair of his head hang loose. He shall cover his upper lip and cry out, unclean, unclean. He shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease. He is unclean. He shall live alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. The reality is, if you were one of these lepers who had a persistent leprous disease, you were an outcast. And so you had to live away from polite society, outside the camp. And later in settled Israel, when they were no longer nomadic in the wilderness, you lived outside of the villages. And so there arose these leper colonies and these leper communities that were outcast from the rest of Israel. They could never go to the temple for worship. They could never gather in the synagogue for worship. They had to stay by themselves. They had to announce that they were unclean whenever they went around other people so that people could keep a safe distance from them. And they were left in this terrible, terrible condition. And this is where we see Christ. We see Christ come in because when Christ came into the world, he healed the lepers. In Luke 17, we have a very famous account of Jesus healing 10 lepers. Luke 17, starting in verse 11. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." We see several connections between Leviticus 13 and Luke 17. These men were living together. They were living outside of the village, because it's as he's entering the village that he sees them still outside the village. They stood off at a distance. They cry out from a distance. When Jesus heals them, he says, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And it's Leviticus 13 that sets up the protocol for the priest to inspect them. And then we see the relief that particularly the Samaritan feels, this great relief that now he no longer has to be an outcast. And he comes back and he falls on his face at Jesus' feet and he gives him thanks. Jesus takes all of us who are spiritual lepers. We are all outcast from the kingdom of God. We are all unclean in our sin, our iniquity, our rebellion against God. And sin is infectious. So not only are we by nature sinful, but we are also sinful with an infectious sin. We lead others astray. We corrupt others by lying and by cheating and by coveting and by leading people astray into things that are wrong. And this is true of all of us in our fallen human nature. But Jesus pronounces us clean when we come to faith in him. He frees us. He reconciles us to God. He brings us into his kingdom people. He allows us to worship him together with his people in the church. And he calls us to be different. He calls us to now live as thankful people who've been cleansed and who've been transformed and who've been set free and who've been given a community that we can belong to forever in the kingdom of God. And we should rejoice and give thanks every day of our lives for such cleansing. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you sent your Son Jesus to heal us of our spiritual leprosy, of our filthy uncleanness, and to make us holy before your sight. Thank you for Jesus, our Savior. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Tomorrow we're going to continue on to Leviticus 14. Hope you can join us for that. And I hope you have a blessed day in the Lord. Mm-hmm.